Well, joining us live to discuss the progress on this is BCTF President Glenn Hansman. So, Glenn, what happens now that this announcement's been made?
Well, we've been in meetings with the employer in the province for the past month and a half around restoring the full scope of the language that was unconstitutionally legislated away in 2002. And so now that this, some postings and some money is there to get some jobs in schools in January, we could focus on the main task, and that is how to get to a final arrangement on the full scope of restoration. And we want to make sure that by the February budget that we have the $300 million, the necessary bucks in there to ensure that that full scope implementation can happen.
Glenn, I know in the past talks between the government and the BCTF haven't actually gone fairly well. How have they been since the Supreme Court announcement came down?
Well, the tone has been positive, and it's been helpful to have some key decision makers there at the table that certainly moved the conversation forward. We're concerned, obviously, about the pace. We're coming up to a two-month mark from the Supreme Court of Canada's decision, and January 28th will be the 15th anniversary of the original unconstitutional legislation brought in when Christy Clark was the Minister of Education. And so we've been very patient with this, and we're hopeful that now this first step has occurred. Some money to get some jobs posted, we can focus on the main task at hand, and that's getting the full amount of local and provincial language reinstated ASAP so we could get the services back into schools for the kids and also so that our members have reasonable workloads.
Now, will it be individual school districts kind of making the decision about hiring teachers or posting jobs, or how do you kind of determine where these teachers will end up?
Oh, great question. The money's being allocated based on the number of students in a district to the local parties. And our local president in each school district and the superintendent will have to mutually arrive at an agreement about how that money's going to be spent. It's certainly not the full amount to get us all the way to full restoration, but it's a good first step to start getting some jobs in place. And we recognize that in some school districts around the province, particularly remote and rural areas, where there already are challenges trying to recruit people, it's going to be a longer-term project to work on that, but this will be a sort of a little a sliver of what's to come when we get to the point of scaling it up to full restoration.
So, Glenn, if hiring more teachers was the first step, what do you consider the next one to be?
Well, more teachers. I mean, this is still a long way off from the approximately 3,500 teachers that were cut from the system because of that unconstitutional legislation. And so we still have to meet all those ratios in our collective agreements when it comes to special education teachers, ESL teachers, et cetera. But all the class size and class composition issues have to be attended to as well, making sure that whether it's an elementary or middle school or secondary school teacher, that they have a manageable class size and that the supports are in place to make sure that integration of students with special needs are successful for everyone, especially that student. And so that's still going to take more money and more hiring of people, but we're hopeful and optimistic that in the weeks to come we can get there and make sure that the necessary money is in the February budget so we could move ahead with all the staffing that has to occur this spring.
Glenn, one last thing. Why was hiring more teachers the priority in this? Is this strictly because of the ruling?
Well, that's what the effect of the unconstitutional legislation was. By removing all those guarantees and protections in teachers' collective agreements, the province was able to save a lot of money by laying off thousands of teachers from the system and eliminating a lot of those specialist teacher roles. And so this is about putting those services to kids back in the system. These are the adults that provide frontline support and work directly with students in classrooms, in schools, and support in other ways, assessing students that have additional challenges, making sure that there's systems in place to make sure that they're supported, and that our average classroom teacher has the other expertise in the school to draw upon to make sure that all kids can thrive.
Hey, Glenn, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.